Joy Moment, where we spread moments of joy throughout the world just to create some joy ripples. I am Lacey, here with my daughter, Violet, so who knows what you'll get from her, with my co-host, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lacey. I am more than 9 months old, so, and who knows what you'll get with me either. I'm laughing because Violet's getting a little bouncy treatment right now, and it's making me smile. I've got some joy submissions from my friend, Mr. Jim, who's come up a couple of times.
I'm such a Jim fan of Jim.
Oh, yes, I could do a whole show just about the amazingness of Mr. Jim. He gave me 7. Here's what's really funny. He sent me this text as a standalone, and it says, JM number 1, JM number 2, all the way down. And when I first looked at it, I thought it was Jim moment. It took me forever to realize it was Joy moment.
I mean, they are Jim moments.
Jim Joy moment. I know Jim is laughing listening to this right now. So I'm going to drip these out. I'm not going to do them all today. So I'm going to pick one.
Jim Joy moment number 1.
Jim Joy moment. It's actually number 5 because this one spoke to me because I am a huge thrifter. I bought a pair of expensive leather shoes at the thrift store today for $12. Very stylish and comfortable. That feeling of getting an awesome buy at a thrift store, amaze. And Jim's pretty on point with some fashion options. So I'm excited to see Jim's new leather shoes from the thrift store.
I gotta be honest, I have never been a thrift store person, but I think that needs to change.
Would you like to hear my background of thrifting?
Yeah, Ollie.
Okay. So growing up, the budget in the family was that each kid was allotted $20 for clothing each month. Didn't go far if you went to a department store. I mean, even though it was the 80s, 90s, it still didn't go very far. So I realized if I wanted that money to go farther, I could go to thrift stores. And so I just got into the habit as a teenager of going and searching. And so it kind of became fun because it's like the diamond in the rough. And so I just got very much into scoping out which thrift stores are worth visiting and which ones are good to hit often and which ones are good to hit just, you know, like have a higher turnover or slower turnover. And so I got into that. And then I always joke that I'm half hippie because I try to be as environmentally conscious as I can be in my day. And so I also just love the reuse, reduce, recycle aspect of it, because in my mind, you go and you see this item and you're like, yeah, this person didn't want to wear it anymore, but it's still got years of life left in it. And so I also just really enjoy that component. And third note is, I feel like I'm like a spokesperson for thrifting. Third note is, what I love about it is when you go into the department stores, there's often a very similar theme of everything. And so if you're not into whatever that theme is, you're a little out of luck. And so when you go to a thrift store, I think it's fun because you get to look at many different styles. And so it's just that variety option.
I get that because I've always been plus size. Thrift stores are not very friendly to that size. So that's part of where my hesitation has always come from, because I don't think that's a good way to spend my energy, that resource bucket, if you will.
Heard. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. And it's not for everyone. I mean, what's cool now is there's a ton of thrifting online. There's a lot of different things, but I'm not a spokesperson for thrifting. That was just my little side. Joy moment. Do you have one to share, Lacey?
So Violet is teething. Okay. And one of my favorite things I just think it all the time. So I need to say, what a gift she is for our family in so many ways. She was not planned for, but goodness gracious, is she just adding so much to our family. And one of my favorite things is seeing the older two interact with her. And Isaac has lost what seems like a billion teeth. He has no front teeth, top or bottom. They just all like fell out at once. And so he has one of his bottom teeth coming in. And looked at Violet yesterday and was like, you have a front tooth coming in. And he was like talking to her in a baby voice. And it was splinter. Because it was the same front tooth on the bottom.
That reminds me of a cute story. So one of my nieces lives very far away. And due to COVID and the distance, We'd only ever communicated via FaceTime as she grew up from a little bambino. The first time we actually saw her in person, and she's in love with my son. The first time we saw her, she was 3 or 4. I can't remember. And she ran up to him and she looks down, not at his face. She looks down and then she looks up and she goes, "You have feet? I have feet." He realized she didn't think he had feet. I say that often and out of context, and it makes me happy every time I say it. "You have feet?" As I mentioned last time, I am back into Threads. I have figured out how to be on there in a way that feels good and not crappy. And I've been asking a lot of fun prompts, and I love responses. And so I asked recently, what is the best compliment you have ever received? The one that still lights you up every time you think of it. And these responses, so what an amazing joy ripple. There's this one dude who I call him like the dad of Threads. He's just the sweetest, kindest, like dad joke type of guy. His name is Rex Racergram.
Oh, he and I also am a fan of his. Gotcha.
Oh my God. Is he like the dad? Okay. So he said, somebody once said to him, "In whatever way it may be possible, you may have saved a soul."
I was like, oh.
I mean, I feel like life complete. Like everything else is gravy after that. This other gal, Jana King K, a friend texted me, quote, "You're a lovable dork." And I said, oh my gosh, I want a t-shirt that says that because I love that term, a lovable dork. It's so sweet. And then there's this lady, she's a grandmother, Wary Earthling 2. You know what's funny is I never say these names out loud, so it's really funny. She said her great niece, great niece who is 6 years old, said to her friend when introducing her, she said, "She's really kind," which for a 6-year old to say that unprompted is, I mean, that's like the best thing to hear.
I agree, Violet. That's really cool.
And then I'm going to do one more by Cookie Zen Milk. Love that name. Somebody said to this person, "You always step up when you see things that need doing, and you're always cheerful and kind. Those are precious gifts that you share with everyone, even those who have a tendency towards being a pain in the ass."
It does. I mentioned this in the last episode, one of my favorite compliments. Can I share my other favorite one? Because it's more recent.
Of course.
I was talking about how I look and that I have a good face. Like, my face is put together in a way that is pleasant. And I know that because people will talk to me no matter what. Like, if someone needs directions in a 1-mile radius, they will find me and they will ask me because I have resting nice face and seem safe because of the way my features are put together. Anyway, I said something about this and this person responded, and it's the fact of how matter of fact they were about it. Like, I wasn't sure if it was a compliment. That's how matter of fact it was. I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, the way your face is put together, Renaissance painters, what a Renaissance master painters would have lined up to paint you. And I was like, lined up. I think this is the word clamoring was used. Like, we clamoring to paint you. And I'm just like, it was said in such a factual way, not to make me feel good. And it was just like, this is one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, which actually I'm not a big fan of compliments on looks, if I like to think that there are way more interesting things about me. If it's that Renaissance master painters is flailing to paint me, that's a good one.
Power of compliments. I was one time in a job interview. I can still picture it vividly, sitting at this big table. I think it was my second round interview. And there was somebody else in there assisting with the interview. And then all of a sudden, the woman who I did end up working for, she just stopped and looked at me and she just said, "There's something about your smile."
Be good.
Like, it was funny. The look on her face, she was happy and mystified. There's just something about your smile. And I've been told throughout my life a lot of stuff about my smile, but I just thought it was funny because it was like we were being all formal and proper. And then all of a sudden, just halfway through, and so I've always remembered that moment. So this is the power of a compliment.
Absolutely.
I mean, it takes nothing to give someone a compliment. Think of that as your drop of joy into the universe that may come back to you. I love random compliments. Like, "Ooh, you wear that shirt so well." Or like, Oh my gosh, you are bringing it today.
That's another good compliment that I love.
Oh, I'm so glad you were here. It made coming to this all worth it. You know what I mean? It's like that little handwritten note, right? So if you don't have pen and paper to write that to somebody, just giving somebody a few words. Joy ripples.
I love that we have like a little tangible, this is what you can do to create a joy ripple today, given a compliment.
Well, I see part of what we do, not only with this podcast, but with our company, what our movement is helping people learn and understand. If you didn't grow up in a household with joy or practice of gratitude, or if you didn't grow up receiving compliments, right? Like, it's never too late to learn. So somebody on Thread said to me, she asked something about joy, and I wrote back a comment about, oh, I feel pretty strong in my joy game. But she wrote back and said, that's my new goal, is to have a strong joy game. And I'm like, yeah, we don't all have it. It's a practice. It's a muscle. It's something we have to do. So if we can help people work on that joy muscle, and if they call it compliment, gratitude, whatever, we're here for it.
So Sarah, we have tools, right, for taking a step. Maybe these are tools for finding joy or spreading joy. And I'm going to put them on our tool list.
So instead of thinking of joy as passive, that it has to come to you all the time, there can be an active and a passive, right? I think passive is noticing and active is putting it out there.
Okay. Well, so Violet is fired up. So we have got to wrap this up so that she's not crying and yelling.
When you
at
said fired up and not in a good way, I was like, oh, you're sitting with a load of diapers.
That would have been really funny. Thank you for joining us here on Joy Moments. Remember, you can always submit your own joy moment at joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit. There you can also submit questions for No Shame in Our Game and that kind of stuff. Thanks for sharing some joy with you today.
Thank you, Lacey. And also another call to action, if anyone's interested in sponsoring Joy. Right? We are passionate about putting more joy in the world, and you can sponsor Joy Ripples. Go to joyfulsupportmovement.com, where I think it's at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Sponsor Joy. Joy. We appreciate you and all you're doing and showing up in the world. And thank you, Lacey. And thank you, Violet, for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for sharing joy moments with us today. Our hope is now you can take this little kernel of joy and spread it out to make more joy ripples in the world. You can submit your own joy moment at practicalhug.com/submit. Also, don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast with anyone you think could use a little joy. We'll be back in a few weeks with some more joy moments. And until then, keep spreading joy.